I trained at the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London, and I've trained with the BBC, and I've trained for the BBC as well. And all of those hints and tips on how to get a better broadcast voice I've put together in this series of short daily podcasts called How to Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. Hello, on Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, and in real life, I'm Peter Stewart. Tweeter Stewart is TWWTERSTEWART. We're talking about headphones at the moment. So today let's talk about headphone volume and feedback. So in a studio, you'll be able to control the volume of the headphones to a certain extent. This is, though, usually limited. The level you can raise your headphone volume to is limited to stop accidental damage to your ears. It also stops the volume being turned up so high that noise then leaks or bleeds from them, causing feedback, that high-pitched squeak which we looked at a few days ago. But remember, the volume you hear yourself through your headphones is not the volume in which you are speaking and the level of your voice that's being broadcast or recorded. Yeah? Let me say that again. The volume you hear yourself through your headphones is not the volume in which you are speaking and the level of your voice that is being broadcast or recorded. So be careful not to think, say, hey, I'm loud, I can soften my voice. What you can hear in your headphones is an artificial reality. If your headphones are too loud, you may instinctively speak softer. If they're too low, you may speak louder, which is usually not what you want. You want to speak louder or softer because the message, the script, or the direction calls for it, not because of the level at which you've set your headphone volume. Tomorrow on the show, why some presenters go headless, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.